Supporters of a higher minimum wage, including President Obama, have argued it will reduce turnover and increase productivity. The author of a study prepared for the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, David McPherson, doesn't buy it.
If they really did increase productivity, then firms would raise the wages without having to have the government mandate it.
McPherson of Trinity University has written similar reports for other states linking a higher minimum wage to job loss. Laura Dresser, an economist with the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, thinks McPherson's estimate of jobs loss is high and doesn't take into account less reliance on taxpayer-funded programs like food stamps.
You know, it helps workers make ends meet so that they don't rely on federal programs or on friends and family.
The Wisconsin Restaurant Association's Pete Hansen says many establishments would like to offer higher wages, but can't afford to pass on costs to customers who are price conscious.
If a restaurant operator has to raise prices in order to pay for the wage increases, they might lose customers.
But Racine Democrat Representative Corey Mason says it's not good public policy for tipping customers to pay for what private business won't.
Should we have a minimum standard that would pull people out of poverty and not require taxpayers to subsidize restaurant owners' wages?
Mason plans to reintroduce a bill that raises Wisconsin's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 in three phases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.